KBOO is currently running a Kickstarter campaign to build a city of media makers. From February 8th to March 9th, you can become a media maker and help spread the word. Just go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter between now and March 9th to join.
And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 9:59. At 10 o'clock, we have Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 11:15, we have Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11, Between the Covers, look back at the archival interview with the late Portland author Ursula K. Le Guin. At 11:30, we have Words and Pictures, talks to animator Gil Noonan. And just a reminder, we have a Kickstarter going. KBOO has been giving people a chance to learn, produce, engineer, host, write, interview, and create all kinds of media for almost 50 years. And this is your chance to continue that another 50 years into the future. And we'd like to also thank LaBrie and William for donating.
KBOO is a drop-off site for art supplies from now until March 5th. We're collecting them to support the walk entitled Water is Life for Those Yet to Come. The walk aims to address climate change, discuss renewable energy options, and also to share the learnings of Standing Rock with our youth. The walkers will stop by schools and community centers to engage the community in creating murals expressing identity and visions for the future. Art supplies needed for creating murals include Nova Color acrylic mural paint, rollers, trays, buckets, and more. Please bring your art supply donations to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, from now until March 5th. More information about the supplies needed and the walk can be found at kboo.fm/waterislife2018.
Community radio is radio for the people, by the people. At KBOO, your neighbors, coworkers, and friends make radio so you can be sure that the issues they bring to you are the issues that matter. We believe strong communities invest in sharing knowledge with each other. Every month, KBOO offers free classes in the art of radio broadcasting so Portland can stay informed. Invest in future media makers and join us on Kickstarter today.
Join us on Kickstarter today. Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. Donate to the campaign and share it with your friends. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
KBOO Radio trains media makers. We believe community resilience happens when citizens learn how to make their own media. For the last 50 years, KBOO has trained thousands of citizen journalists to report on what goes on in the streets of Portland and far beyond. We know that with our expertise and your support, we can keep this city activated and aware through radio. Invest in Portland's future media makers and join KBOO on Kickstarter today.
Go to kboo.fm/Kickstarter. Donate to the campaign and share it with your friends. And thank you for your support of KBOO.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Thursday, February 15th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Yes, indeed, we have trigger warnings today. Our main trigger warning is watch out for triggers. You could get shot. I think about this all the time. It's so random and it appears so senseless, but it's not. It makes perfect sense. As one public intellectual pointed out, with regard to this so-called opioid, or really should be, I believe, opiate crisis, and the consequent predictable hysteria. The writer points out that we don't have an opiate crisis. We have a despair crisis. We don't look for the underlying causes of these events, such as people taking too much medicine and keeling over, or getting their hands on a gun. People will always go mad. People will always, at least in America, be able to get a hold of a gun. There's so many guns in circulation right now. If they shut down all the manufacturing and made a blanket law outlawing all guns, there are still enough guns in the United States of America that everybody could get their hands on one if they felt moved to do so. Many people do because of what? Because of the despair. Why do we have the so-called alt-right? Why do we have that stubborn 35% of the population that still believes Trump, no matter what he does, no matter what he says, no matter how many porn stars come out and describe exactly what happened? That 35% will still be there. That is because of despair. It's such a simple equation. It's the despair behind these actions. Okay, that said, that was the trigger warning in case you were wondering about it. Weather today and through the weekend, slight chance of showers today, highs around 52, to a night rain and pretty low temperatures. So it says around, the National Weather Service claims we're looking at temperatures around 40, but don't believe it, it's lower. And a 50-50 chance of rain tomorrow, and highs around 51. Tomorrow night, lows around 43. Through the weekend, rain, and again, daytime highs around 50, nighttime lows in the very low 40s, and bring us full circle to trigger warning, it's the president's birthday, Washington's birthday. And once again, as is so often the case, you take a little bit of stroll through the real history of the first president, and you're going to come across a few scorpions amid the daisy. So that said, we got Fred Oberlander joining us. I don't know about you, but Fred Oberlander is one of my favorite guests that we've had on the show. Probably one of the smartest people that I've run into, probably you too. And we were going to talk a little bit more about Felix Sater and some of the other hoary characters, H-O-A-R-Y, in case you were wondering, that Donald Trump has associated himself with. It appears that Donald Trump really does not know what's going on, that he really does not have any idea. And sometimes when he gets on the mic, he's so enraged and frustrated with his own he's a moron, okay? And it frustrates him because he knows that whatever comes out of his mouth, no matter how hard he tries, is going to be nothing but sheer Trump. And there's never going to be any way around that. Just before we go to Fred, I just need to point out to people to keep your eye on the Secretary of the Interior, because there's so much going on. We've talked about it all week. But Ryan Zinke has been a busy little boy stripping the public from public lands and handing it over to private interests. It's the privatization of pretty much everything. Everything of value in this country is being privatized, and at a brisk clip. We have Fred Oberlander joining us today. Good morning, Fred. Thanks for being with us.
Okay. So let me ask you a question,
yes,
if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Christina. All right. I'm sure all 4 million people who are hearing this really care, but nevertheless, I am rather ill, and something seriously important has happened in something you care about, and presumably if they're listening, your audience cares about, and it is days or a week or two away from exposure. So let me explain that I want to use the limited time I have now to tell you that we won a significant victory in court here in New York last Friday. We, together with a reporter from Forbes, together with the Yale First Amendment Clinic, and a bunch of other reporters, have forced open the unsealing of thousands of pages of documents that have been kept under seal for as long as 20 years by the federal courts, all having to do with Donald Trump and Felix Sager. And as a result, because the court has ordered almost everything unsealed, there's about 20 documents left that we're still fighting about. The things that will be revealed when the formal unsealing occurs, which is ministerial, in other words, you know, the clerk has to go and upload it onto the public dockets, it could be a couple of days or a week before that's done. Nevertheless, since I know what's about to be unsealed, I wrote most of it, I can tell you it will be explosive if presented the right way. You will probably want to set aside time and do whatever you do to notify your audience of what's about to blow there, because while I'm restricted in what I can tell you until it's officially made public, I'm going to ask you this and then shut up and let you talk for a bit. I'm asking you on behalf of your audience as well the following not so rhetorical question. Hypothetically, if you were to find that the truth about Donald Trump, Felix Sater, and money laundering was known by the government for many, many, many years prior to his run in 2016. And if the government, by documented proof, can be shown to have violated at least a dozen laws in attempting to criminalize anyone from speaking about it deliberately to prevent news coverage. I mean, literally to say we don't want the news people to be able to cover any of this. You'll all go to jail if you tell anyone. You think that would be a big deal to find out by documented proof that just like the FISA court abuse in that issue, that warrant that it shouldn't have, that there were courts in New York that at the request of the government or ordered everyone who knew on pain of prosecution not to tell anyone anything about Trump and Sater for something like 7 years going back a whole previous election cycle, specifically with the intent of making certain the story didn't get covered in media.
That blows the top off of everything. They can't ignore that. That the media, I've noticed, this past year, mainstream media, it's never about watch. It's like if people watch carefully, it is not the stories that they cover. Those are pretty much proven themselves to be irrelevant. It's what they don't cover. It's what they're not telling people. And you cannot help but sense that, even if we don't have the documentation.
You are all about to see letterhead. In other words, when I say document, I mean the documents that are on letterhead signed by attorneys general and things like that. You are all about to see the United States government using the courts to make certain that national media would not print anything about Trump, Sater, money laundering, fraud, and Bayrock. And it goes back probably even back before the last election in 12, when you may recall in 2011 he announced he was thinking of running in 12. It goes back even before that. An absolute, deliberate, and willful attempt to literally prevent any media from covering it anywhere.
That's well, Catherine Austin Fitz talked about this.
I will walk you through it. I will walk you through it.
Great.
When it comes
good.
Out.
Good.
But we won. It's coming out. All right. Meanwhile, therefore,
I have to say thank you very much, and I want to say congratulations. And I think that on behalf of listeners also who've been following this, that you basically went to bat, you got the job done, and that's remarkable.
It took a year. I won't even tell you how much money went into all of this. Or
you can
the
only
place.
Imagine.
I don't get credit alone, but as I said. You've heard of Floyd Abrams. He has a foundation that funded this. The clinic was in there, as I said. Forbes, Michael Moore was in. You know who he is, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
The BBC was in on it. I mean, it was a major, major effort, and it paid off. And, of course, the questions it raises are now even worse. But nevertheless, you are going to see fingerprints of people whose names you know, like Loretta Lynch, all over this. And if you're asking why would you care about Loretta Lynch, would you like to see a picture of a man that you never heard of handing a check for $700,000 to Obama in 2012, political donation? And I should be able to persuasively trace that money back through Bayrock into Kazakhstan. And you understand what I'm telling you, and that's when Obama and Lynch were in there. I've always told you, and I'm telling you now, the deep state doesn't have a party. Every time you tell a story about the FBI lovers and they didn't want Trump and they wanted Clinton, keep in mind there will be an equal story about how Clinton people got campaign donations that appear to be laundered from Kazakhstan. And tell me you understand what I'm explaining to you. Russians are...
Oh, very much so, Fed. We have to go. I'm going to try to get a longer block of time set up so that when this does all come down, that